guys, welcome to the Grad School for Grown Folks podcast, sponsored by Dissertation Doctors. Hey, is it back to school season for you as a profession and as a graduate student? And you're like, what am I going to do? We'll help you figure it all out in this podcast. Let's dive in. Hi guys, welcome to the Grad School for Grown Folks podcast, sponsored by Dissertation Doctors. I am your host, Dr. Tanya Vetter. Some people call me Tanya, some people call me Dr. V, and you know what I'm going to say, dun, dun, dun. Some people don't call me at all, and I'm like, why not? I tricked you, usually I say, and that's okay. Well, this time I'm like, well, why not? Today's episode is a great one because we know that it's the time of year you all have just been waiting for. I know, I see you cheesing, you're excited. It's back to school season. So we've got back to school and graduate school. And this episode, we're going to talk about back to school and graduate school, but a successful collision. Yeah. It actually can be a successful collision. I'm going to share three things with you guys that's going to be super simple. It really is. It's actually going to be painless too. And it's going to be fun because it's going to include a few other people. So let's take a look at it. When I look at the scope of all of the people I've worked with and I continue to work with, and I think about the things that I did when I was in graduate school and some of the mistakes that I made and some of the mistakes I see my clients making all the time. And I always try to think about the beginning that they had and those who started strong, those who ended really well. And I like to, of course, we're into research. So I'm fascinated by this idea of, paying attention to the themes and the trends of those who start strong and end strong versus those who kind of struggle, and what are the factors that are continuously causing them to struggle, particularly those who also are educators. And so now that you guys are going back to work, the kiddos are, some of you already have the kiddos back at school. And one of the things I know that's really causing you additional stress is if you are now, a lot of you, especially my clients, you guys are now starting to dig into your dissertation and you're freaking out. Don't panic. I'm going to help you with three things that I have seen consistently that makes a huge difference in you being a professional who is overwhelmed and you being a graduate student who has a dissertation that you're going to address and start digging into this semester, and you have a family. So the first thing I want you to do is, number one, start early. Now, we're in August here, and typically you guys are not in your programs. Now, the online programs that are consistently running throughout, your sessions never end. So unfortunately, you don't have that break. But the cool thing is, if you are one of our clients, we don't take a break. So Dissertation Doctors, we're with you from beginning to end. There's no such thing as we're closed for the summer. We're shut down because it's summer. We don't do that. So but you can still benefit from, number one, prepare early. So that means if you have not signed on with us and you're a student or a graduate student or a professional that needs help, then you need to go ahead and reach out to us. But for those of you whose semester starts in September, here's how you prepare early. Go ahead and start mapping out in your mind the idea that, number one, this is going to be a team effort. So go ahead and start writing down all of the things that will be vying for your attention. That's number one. Prepare early by making a list. Don't fudge on this list. You know how when we do our budget, we don't really want to put down what we actually spend. So we always like leave one or two things out. I don't want you to do that. One of the things I ask my clients before they even become my real clients is what's on your plate. So when I say prepare early, I really want you to this week, go ahead, pause what you're doing and take a look at what will be vying for your attention on your plate. What is going to be, you know, calling and pulling and tugging at you. So if you are married, you know, you have your marriage, you have children, think about you have their activities. You're in a graduate program, you have that. If you are a volunteer somewhere, you have that. Here's the other thing. Don't leave out those cumbersome committees you guys have already been appointed to oversee. So this is how you end up in a deficit. Just like in your bank account. When you don't tell the truth of what is all calling and vying for your attention, then you will feel like you don't have time because you haven't properly planned for it in the first place with an accurate count of what you actually have on your plate. All right. So I really want you to take a real good look at that. And then here's one thing that number two is going to be a tough one, and it's going to sound really strange, pretentious, snarky, mean, and rude for some people. Number two, I want you to include everyone in your plan. But when you include everyone, you're going to have some boundaries. All right. So when I say include everyone, we're talking about your household. When you have an audacious goal like graduate school and you're also a professional, and for, I know a lot of my clients, even if you're married or dating or whatever, or you're even your best friends, everyone needs to be on notice that you are working on something that is extremely important to you that may impact your relationship with them. And so you have to include in everyone, especially if you have children and you have a wife. So what you want to do is make sure that you bring them to the table and everyone talks about what it's going to look like when you are working on your project. I remember one of my mentors, she said that when she was in her doctoral program, her family, they always knew that when she was in this one room with the door closed with a certain note on the door or something, like maybe a tag or something cute that was on the door, her kids always knew mommy was writing her dissertation. If she was in that room and the door was not closed and it didn't have that tag on it, they knew mommy was working, but it wasn't on her dissertation. So they knew, they could still talk to her, but she was still working. So, you know, we could talk to mom just a little bit, but she's not really doing the deep focus work like working on that dissertation. So include everyone that's in the household and let them know, hey, and let them give input of, hey, dad, I may need you a little more this time. Or, hey, mom, I may need your attention a little more on this day because this is when Mrs. Butler gives us a lot of homework. So can you not choose your writing day to be on that day? Guys, this is going to be really, really, really important. I'm going to be on, I think, next week's episode. Dr. Brian Williams and I are going to talk about having successful relationships and how doctoral programs impact relationships. One of the things, I'm a widow, but he's married. One of the things that I've seen happen is, number one, I've seen a lot happen, particularly with people that were single and hoping that, you know, getting a degree like this would get them a mate, and it doesn't. Or I've seen it impact the dating game negatively. And then, of course, I've even been in class before and seen husbands and wives on the phone arguing about, you know, this, that, or other things. Just a lot of things that happen that are not good in relationships, all because of number two. You have not included them in the conversation. All right. So number two is going to be really, really important. Have that conversation about the best time. Right? You're going to have to compromise the best time for you to work on your assignment in the household so that you won't have resentment come up and you won't have children feeling neglected. All right. This is going to be really, really, really important. In other words, I want you to create a system for the house that works for everyone. Got it? This is very important. I promise. Number three is my final one. And it's a very, 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 very strategic one that I learned from my coach, I think a couple of years ago. But every time you have a session of work, always have an intended outcome. In other words, don't ever just sit down and say, I'm going to be working on my graduate work or my dissertation or my whatever, and not have a product or an outcome that you want to accomplish for that session. All right. In other words, don't sit down and say, oh, I'm going to work for 2 hours. No, 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 my love. Instead, I want you to say, I'm going to complete 6 pages within 2 hours. That is a measurable goal. That is a goal that you can actually be proud of. It's not vague. It's very, very strategic and specific. If you're doing research, you still say, I'm going to have at least 50 sources by the end of my 2 hours. All right. So have an intended outcome for every single session or focus session you have this season when you do your graduate work. I promise. And I want to hear feedback. I want to know whether or not you see a difference, because I promise you will see a difference. All right. You guys know what I say. If you decide to do it, and when you decide to do it, and now that you are doing it, because school is back in session, honey, I want you to do it well and do it with us.